complain too much, though. I got it out of the lost and found at a strip club, so when my other one broke.
That in and of itself would be a great introduction to this story. I'm talking to Fisher Meehan on a phone that he got out of the lost and found at a strip club.
Oh, it's sad, but it's true.
So how you been?
Good, man. Things are good. We're, you know, up here in New York, mm-hmm. and I've been recording, like, out in the middle of nowhere, outside of Ithaca, but it's great up here. And, I got a new project called Baby Pony going on.
So, let's talk about the Drug Money reunion. I'm real curious as to, like, how this happened. Like, how...
Rob Best. Now, you know, he wanted me to come down and play his show for the Belshare thing last year.
Yeah.
And I was playing Grassroots Festival up here. And this year, you know, he called and I was like, you know what? It is the 10th anniversary of the Drug Money getting together, you know? So I was like, what the hell? And I told him, I was like, reach out to Paul. And I was like, I'll do it if Paul's into it. I was like, that's the only way. I was like, you know, it'd be me and Paul to do it. And he was like, he called back, and then I got in touch with Paul, and it was great. Yeah, we're like, hell, let's do this, man. It'll be fun.
Is it weird thinking about coming back and revisiting that?
I don't feel it being weird. The only thing weird that feels is like fucking Vincent's isn't there. That's definitely the weird part. At that time, it was so nice. Just Rick and Joni were just amazing. I mean, I love them both to pieces. They're so cool. And if Drug Money would have definitely never accelerated at the speed at which it did had it not been for them. That's for sure. They just pretty much opened up the playground to me. You know, it was pretty nice.
How does it feel to be revisiting this stuff with Paul, looking back at that stuff again? Because we're talking a decade on here.
Oh, definitely. I know. You know what? I love it. I love it. He's archived some stuff and dug out some stuff, and I've listened to some things, that we had. It's been a blast. I'm really into it. So I'm very much looking forward to playing with him again. And I can tell, you know, he's real excited about it too as well, which that's, you know, that makes it. That's going to be good.
Are there big regrets or things you're going to be glad that are in the past with the reunion?
Nothing really like that, nah. You know, nothing really to regret. I mean,
talking to Paul about it, he seems like he's just more happy to be playing this music again than anything else. I think he said something along the lines of, all he has to do is hold on for dear life when he plays with you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, it's gonna be fun, man. Definitely, I really look forward. You know, even the show, I look forward to. But I look forward to the couple of days of me and Paul woodshedding too. You know, we're gonna have to hole up and beat this thing up. You know, we haven't played together in fuck. I mean, outside of 6 hours a year ago, a year and a half ago, we haven't played together in about 7 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. It's gonna be fun.
And even my most recent memories of you performing are songs that, to you, probably feel kind of dated. You know, they're songs that are from a different era in your life.
Oh, definitely. I mean, make no mistake, I'm having to relearn most of these things. These songs are definitely not in my set anymore, but every once in a while, like, I'll do Oregon song, like, you know, I'll throw it in and do, like, a Velvet Underground version of it or something, like, really slow and broke down or something, you know, or... I still do Rough and Tumble almost every show, you know, so there's still a couple of them that are hanging on us, and I'd say 90% of this set I'm having to relearn, so it's definitely worth the time and the effort. This is going to be fun. I'll tell you what, it's not going to be polished. It's going to be the old Drug Money. It's going to be fiery and loud and, you know, yeah.
Are we still going to see the same guy with, you know, who's drinking the PBR and I mean, what are... You know what I mean?
I got one in my hand right now. Here it on the phone.
I mean, I wanted to give you more credit than that, Fisher, but I guess some things don't change. Some things.
Yeah. Nah.